Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
A program record it is, 21 straight and counting for Shonda Stanton's IU Fast Pitch Queens. The lone unbeaten in the Big Ten at 8-0 after that weekend sweep at Andy Moore of Ohio State. 28 total wins starting the week. They're playing at Western Kentucky tonight with a young lineup consisting of a freshman and four sophomores in it, but a team entering the week hitting a robust 335 through 37 games.
We knew that was going to be our MO coming in, and we knew that was going to be our identity. And sometimes it takes a little bit for the sticks to heat up. And now, top to bottom, we are just flat-out raking, and I think that's been the difference.
How about this Taryn Kern that you brought in from San Jose, California?
Well, Taryn's a special talent, and the interesting thing is she was recruited over Zoom. She committed sight unseen. She's so mature as a hitter and as a player, and she has such a high softball IQ.
Taryn, by the way, leads the Big Ten with 15 home runs and 42 RBI, and also in slugging percentage, 1,011 starting her week. We start ours with our first Reds broadcast of the year against the Cubbies tonight. Great American Ballpark, pregame at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, on its own, IU Diving would have been the 12th highest scoring team of the recently held national championships, Indiana finishing fourth as a team. National Coach of the Year, Drew Johansson, watched three of his divers score at least 30 points, combining for five medals, including two national titles. Senior Andrew Capobianco ending his Hoosier career with three total national crowns, six NCAA medals, and 12 All-America honors. Just an amazing, amazing diving career.
Andrew's definitely led this team to the performance they have, but also has set the team up for the next generation. That's a really special quality to be able to do that as seamlessly as he did. He's created a team culture that's unbelievable and set the standard. It's been an amazing run for him here collegiately. He's not going anywhere because he's got another Olympic Games ahead of him, so he'll stay on here in Bloomington as a pro. And he's even running a youth diving program. He's teaching little kids how to dive here in town.
National Coach of the Year, IU's Drew Johansson, and the next Olympics coming up in 24 in Paris, France. Reds on the radio tonight. Tommy Thrall in his pregame against the Cubs. Great American Ballpark at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.